Good morning. Thank God it's Friday, guys. It's Black Diamond, and I'm feeling great this morning. Up having my lemon pepper eggs with a little bit of salt, some coffee. London and Brooklyn had oatmeal this morning. I have little Maddie with me. Her parents needed me to watch her this morning. That's not a problem. I'm her aunt, which I'm the aunt of, how many is it? 15 nieces and nephews and about 12 god nieces and nephews. So, hey, I'm loaded with kids. But anywho, feeling good this morning. I'm inspired this morning. Got my pick-me-uppers, which is my coffee. My coffee and eggs. But anyway, guys, I'm feeling great. I'm motivated. I'm energized. I'm full of ambition this morning. And I have the mindset to work towards a new me every day, you know, working on different business, ideas, work ethics and all of that. I'm trying to mix all of that into my busy week. But after Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays is like my chill fallback days. I really don't be trying to do too much. I actually have a music show coming up this month and on 25th. I don't know how that's going to move or run, but not for nothing. I still got to do what I got to do for me and mine at the end of the day, and that's working towards my career goals and success stories daily. So no matter what the obstacles or, you know, stagnants may be along the way of me trying to get where I want to be, you know, I got to keep pushing every day. Keep pushing. I'm feeding myself new knowledge. I listen to other podcasts. One of the biggest podcasts I'm a fan of, Real Business Owners. Very intellectual man with a whole lot of knowledge-based things and things that can help me as an individual and you as well, business-wise. And, you know, as a lot of us already know, we're our biggest enemy when holding yourself back from, you know, future goals and stuff that you want to do. It's all on you. So at the end of the day, let's thank God for Anchor. Woo! Being a free app. So like I said in my, in the ad, you know, it's anchor.fm, or you can go to your app store, Apple store, whatever, and download the app. It's free. You know what I'm saying? Podcasting is one of the greatest things that I ran across because I like to talk. I was born on Halloween, as I told y'all in one of my other episodes. I'm full of life. I love people. Very charismatic, very outgoing, very outspoken. Over the years, I had to learn how to tame my mouth because, like I told you, vulgar language was my only language. So it feels a little great to be able to speak to people without using so much vulgar language. It was very hard for me to even, you know, like I said in one of my older episodes, to even speak a sentence without using vulgar language. So I'm actually very proud of myself coming from, you know, the ghetto. And I felt like that was the only way to communicate with the people in my environment. You feel me? So at the end of the day, I had to learn how to regroup myself. I'm still learning and, you know, turn it on and turn it off, you know, for corporate America, professional America, or the sarcastic bullcrap part of America. So I'm learning how to speak on every element of life. Still gets a little vulgar for me here and there, but like I said, I'm learning daily. Had to take a bite of those eggs, guys. But anywho, not for nothing, these business ideas that I have, I'm working towards them every day, hard as I can, as far as like getting all my T's crossed, all my I's dotted, and you know, trying to move forward. Girls, y'all good?
Yeah, I
am. Yeah. Okay, y'all got the babies on the trampoline? Be careful. Okay, hold on. Have fun. Yeah, so, well, you know, in the midst of me being great, there's kids all in my world. So the greatness has to stop, pause, and I have to tend to their greatness. But not for nothing, as I was saying, I'm working towards my business goals every day. And the future goals are, you know, getting things set up for my kids. So that's what my investments, that I'm putting more into myself, is for to build a better future for the girls, which I have three daughters. And I talked about in my other earlier episodes, Brooklyn, London, and AriAsia. I have one son, Arion. Thank God for my four. And I just want to build a foundation for them where they have something to fall back on after I'm no longer here, you know, because like I talked about in one of my other episodes, I have met so many youth where their parents are no longer, you know, here with us on earth, and they have nothing. No trust funds, no life insurance policies, no wills, no no bank accounts, nothing for the kids. I don't want to be another statistic, you know. As a black woman, you know, I don't try to stereotype myself like I'm the only one going through. So one of my businesses that I'm building is a community of women for future wealth, but it's for all nationalities. Living in New York City, I met all types of women from A to Z, all over the country, all over the world, and throughout the nation that bear some of the same pains I bear as a black woman. And I was amazed because I was like, wow, you know, because a little small community I came from around a lot of, you know, blacks, few Caucasians, few Mexicans here and there. And in my environment, it was mostly black. And the blacks, where I come from, it was a whole lot of woe me, you know. But when I went to New York City and I got to meet the diverse, I got to see that, hey, my nationality is not the only one that bears the same pain. So I'm writing my business plan up now, my blueprint up, because I want to network with women from all nationalities, women of righteousness, which women of truth, women of, you know, hey, we don't see no color. Pain is pain. Struggle is struggle. You hear me? So at the end of the day, I know what my goals are. I know what I'm trying to do. And I will not, you hear me clearly, I will not let nothing or no one get in the way of me building my success story for my children. And I'm determined to do what I got to do, and it will get done. I don't know what measures I'm going to have to go, but I know the measures of righteousness. And me reading more and more knowledge books and educating myself, I'll get to where I need to be as far as good investments, bad investments. I'm learning daily. So with that being said, let me take a sip of this good coffee. I don't know how y'all like y'all coffee, but I know how I likes mine, okay? I like medium roast beans. I drink Folgers. I drink Maxwell, you know, hey, any good coffee, Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, Burger King, hey, but it's what I add to it. I like my cream. I like my shot of vanilla in it. I'm not too big up on the espresso, but I am a coffee lover. And to all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Thank God it's Friday. And I'm actually in the Black Diamond mood, so, you know, sometimes I just like to sing a little around the house when I'm writing a couple scripts or working on some new songs. So I want to bless you guys this morning with a little something, and I just want to say, no matter what the situation may be, believe in your dreams, 'cause tomorrow
depends on you. Just live, love, and laugh, and be in peace. That's how I feel, guys, after sipping that cup of coffee. But anywho, like I said, not for nothing, I am just so thankful for this podcast, because I can sing, I can rap, I can tell my story, I can blibber, blabber, blabber, and it's all free. So, guys, tune in every week, every day, you know, hey, whenever I feel like getting on here talking. And, you know, hey, my followers, maybe it's something in one of my podcasts that can motivate your day, because I'm all for the motivation and uplifting and strengthening the next human being, whether you're man or a woman. You know, hey, it doesn't matter. We all need a little pick-me-upper, a little encourage here and there. And sometimes, guys, you just got to encourage yourself. I goes back to the Yolanda Adams lady. Very, very phenomenal woman. And she has a song called Encourage Yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Yes. Yes, Maddie. Huh? Aunt Trina doing the podcast. You want to say good morning to the people? Come say good morning, baby. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. That was good morning from Maddie World. We got London, too. London, want to tell the people good morning?
Good morning.
And that was good morning from little London. They're being good this morning right now, but there'll be like two fire cats in about the next 30. Woo! But hey, not for nothing, I live for these kids. You hear me? They keep me going. They keep me young. They keep me inspired. They keep me on my 10 toes. So, guys, not for nothing, I want y'all to enjoy your Friday, enjoy your weekend, be thankful every time you can open your eyes, you can hear, smell, see, touch, feel, taste. Hey, you're blessed, okay? Don't worry about the small things, okay? And I hope you have bread and water this morning. The resources are out there for whatever you need. Never give up and keep holding on. Have a good day. Come back to chat with me, guys. I'll be right here carrying on as I do. Have a blessed one.